Last week, Congress voted to roll back a part of the Clean Air Act that controls toxic air pollutants for the first time in the law's long history. NPR climate reporter Alejandra Barunda reports.
In the 1990s, Congress tasked the EPA with controlling emissions of toxic air pollutants, especially seven super dangerous ones like dioxins and mercury, known to cause cancer even at very low exposures. John Walk is an environmental lawyer at the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says the list of industrial facilities these toxins come from
includes oil refineries, chemical plants, coke ovens, aluminum plants, lead smelters, things of that nature. We call it the worst of the worst list.
Polluters who emitted dangerous toxins beyond a certain threshold were subject to very strict regulation, but smaller sources were regulated much more lightly. And once a facility got put on the EPA's strong regulation list, they stayed on it. It was a policy called once in, always in.
Once a facility is deemed a major source of emissions, even if it invests heavily in modern equipment and successfully lowers its emissions, it's still locked into that stricter classification forever.
That's Republican Representative Randy Weber from Texas arguing in a floor debate Wednesday.
No credit for their cleaning up their act. No incentive to improve, just more bureaucracy.
The rule was in place with little debate for about 30 years. Then it became a political ping pong ball. In the first Trump administration, the rule was out. The Biden EPA put it back, at least for facilities that released those seven super toxic pollutants. Now, the Republican-led House and Senate voted to roll the policy back again, using something called the Congressional Review Act. If President Trump signs the resolution, there will be no more back and forth. So once in no longer means always in. Democrats and one Republican voted against it. Environmental law expert Kerry Jenks from Harvard University says after all that ping-ponging, this time the move is more permanent.
EPA can no longer do a similar rule that is substantially similar.
That worries Joseph Goffman, a Biden-era assistant administrator at EPA. He says the original rule aimed to keep levels of toxic pollution not just below the legal threshold, but as low as possible, because
what people are actually experiencing is an accumulation of these toxic air emissions from several sources at the same time.
In many parts of the country, like industrial zones of Louisiana or West Virginia, there are a lot of polluters right next to each other. If they can all emit more toxics, Goffman says, the people next door are those who will pay the price. Alejandra Burunda, NPR News.